Robinhood Radio presents Flavor Matters with Serge Matakians. He's the owner of Saravan Restaurant in Armenia. If you can't find him in the kitchen or gardens, then follow him either on Facebook or Twitter at Saravan NY.
Hello, everyone, and thank you very much for tuning in to Flavor Matters. This is Serge from Saravan Restaurant, continuing my series on Armenians and Armenia. And I am thrilled to have an artist, Armenian female artist, by name of Nelly Ashken, who is joining me from California. Good morning, Nelly.
Good morning, Serge. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming on board and helping me with this series. You're an Armenian born and raised in Lebanon, and you have lived on the East Coast, and now you live on the West Coast in California, in Los Angeles specifically. And your parents and grandparents are the survivors, your grandparents are the survivors of the Armenian Genocide, who relocated to Lebanon where you were born. Would you take us back to Lebanon in the early 70s when you were born and tell us a little bit about your household and how you grew up? It sounds very fascinating with the both European, Armenian, and especially American influences with which you grew up.
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me, Serge, on this. Growing up in Lebanon was very interesting because you grew up first thing 3 years, you know, you're a 3 years old, you know, child. They send you to school and you are exposed for four different languages. You have Armenian, Arabic, your first mother tongues, and then you have French and English added on top. So you're born as an international in that little country. So that said, you wake up with, you know, that kind of sense of belonging to the world without knowing what these four languages later, these treasures, they can serve you.
What an interesting point that you just raised, that you don't know how these languages will in the future serve you. And you would
absolutely
you grow up in a worldly household without your knowing.
Absolutely. Both my parents, they had an interesting upbringing. My dad, my father, lost both his parents due to the genocide, difficulties as a family. And my mother, who was born in Damascus, Syria, later on as a teenage, was sent to Cyprus to join the Melkonyan school. And then they both left their household pretty early. So I feel that I have a little bit of a similar trait with both of them. They each went their, you know, they followed their education. My dad ended up getting his education through correspondence, which doesn't exist anymore. So everything is online. Right. But even back then, he had to finish his last year in Los Angeles to acquire his electronic degree
at a technical engineering, right?
Yeah, yep. And then my mother, after finishing school at Melkonyan, got a full scholarship to finish her nursing degree at American University in Beirut. And both of them were at pretty early stages. They were exposed to the American culture and immediately that kind of translates in our family. You're in a family with, you know, they're both exposed to American culture, meaning, you know, they know everything that runs into this American society, which is the breakfast, the food, the celebrations, the Thanksgiving, and all of that.
That's right.
In the middle of a Middle East back in the 80s, that nobody knew anything about donuts.
That's right. And you told me that your favorite cookbook was the Betty Crocker cookbook from which you guys made your donuts.
Yeah, actually, it's one of my favorite cookbooks. It was pretty thick, and it had a red cover and the most fascinating cover pages of each menus, beautiful photos. Rare to see a cookbook that was beautifully designed back in the 80s.
Like The Joy of Cooking, it's probably one of the most reliable cookbooks as far as recipes are concerned, because it's been edited so many. There's so many versions and so many edits. So when you were young and you were growing up with your sister and brother and your family, and you're speaking both dialects of Arabic, you are going to the French school, your brother is going to the American school, and you are living a pretty normal life, and you decide that you like news and television, and you study. Tell us about what you study.
That's part of it comes from my father, because he owned, to better describe it, a small Best Buy shop in the middle of Burçamut, which is an Armenian famous town. And that kind of whole fascination of technology.
Could you tell us about that that neighborhood one more time, please?
Yeah, Burçamut is a city in Beirut that has a lot of concentrated Armenian population after the genocide, moving around the Middle East. That was an area where a lot of Armenian came and became traders. I mean, by heart, by nature, we're traders. We found that, we kind of constructed that city to become our most mundane, daily, everyday. You say Burçamut, it's Armenians running the whole town.
And it's right by the Mediterranean shores, and many different Armenians from different villages of Anatolia, they settled there. And with settling there, they brought the craft or the trade that they knew or they undertook in Anatolia, they continued it in Lebanon.
Yes, it's a very authentic place if you wanted to explore something in Lebanon. It's definitely an interesting spot. You can walk along, a good seven kilometers, or like not kilometers, perhaps maybe 16 miles, some sort of enjoy a stroll and discover it and get lost in it, because it has a lot of deep small streets that lead you to nowhere, or to another street that leads you to another street. It's a labyrinth in its own by design. My father owned a shop there for a good 35 years. Growing up as a child, you follow your footsteps, your father's footsteps. You get influenced by what the craft is, his craft, the electronics and technology and the advancement. He was very savvy in showing us the latest headphones, or the latest CD players when it came in later, the Blu-rays and the camcorders. It was very exciting because it was new.
He was like my father. He was a technology geek.
Yeah, and he was a DJ.
Oh, really?
He used to release, back then when, still with LPs, he used to release the top 10 charts in Lebanon. So it was very exciting.
He was a DJ at a radio station.
He was just released the top 10 of the week, not necessarily like do a vocal or, just it was his top 10 that they would release it. He would have all the LPs, and we had a collection of a lot of LPs.
So he was also a very artistic, musically inclined person.
Yeah, he brought a lot of that visual, you know, audio visual to our family. Like, we were all connected with his cameras. He always had a camera in his hand. And his salesmanship was very interesting to watch it in the shop, how he sold it to, you know, housewives. Because it's most of the time his clients are, you know, the women buying kitchen tools and, you know, mixers, things like that. So I was pretty much...
Give us an example of what stands out in your mind about his selling skills.
I'll tell you, because I embrace it myself. He actually has this way of not convincing, but explaining why you need this particular product versus the other one. So he goes by eliminating. He asked interesting, smart questions to know what your purpose of, you know, using this element or this new, you know, thing you're trying to buy. And electronics usually are not cheap. You know, they're always expensive, especially if they're trending. So he really cares to sell the right piece for you instead of just selling for the sake of profit. So he really asks always the questions. Like, for instance, if he wanted to sell a Presto, like a pressure cooker, he would ask, you know, how many families in the house, how many times you have parties in a month, things like that. So he was very engaged in that kind of figuring out what's the best thing to
sell. So he really cared about the individual rather than the sale.
Yeah, he loved the stories.
Yeah, that makes it much more of an interesting way. Nelly, we have just a couple minutes left. So you were educated and you become 22 years old, and about 23, you have this opportunity to move to the U.S. Mm-hmm. In just a couple minutes that we have left, mm-hmm. could you convey to me and to our listeners the joy, the excitement, the fear, the anxiety that you felt about that move?
It's a fast question, but it's a lot to talk about there. Just to say, I never realized that, again, like we opened this morning conversation, Arabic as a language is going to come in handy in my, you know, transition to the 20s and so forth. I think the minute we got a call from the embassy, the U.S. embassy, that, you know, the visa was approved, it was just a moment of exhilarating moment, because you never know. Everything is unknown. It's parts unknown and it's open for discovery. And I feel very lucky to have that moment to experience that moment, because suddenly you feel like you're elevated. You're about to take this, you know, a flight. But you don't know, you know, where it's going to land, how it's going to land. And that feeling to feel above the world or above everybody is very unique in its own sense, because you don't have that kind of feelings in your everyday life. Not every day something special like that happens. And I was lucky that my Arabic came to my rescue. As an Arabic designer, I was hired as an Arabic designer to work in a TV station that was about to launch. The launch date was set on Valentine's Day. So that whole excitement of moving to the U.S. and starting a new life, putting aside the idea of career, because I'm only 22, I have no idea what a career is, but starting a new life was very important for me, especially
I bet very exhilarating, because you know, you're in Lebanon and mm-hmm. I was in Iran, And the perception of the U.S. from outside of U.S. is very different than when you arrive into the U.S. And I know that I was very exhilarated, even though it was a very difficult time for us. I would love to continue this conversation. We're coming to an end of this segment. If you don't mind sticking around so we can continue the conversation. I've had the pleasure of speaking to Nelly Ashken, who is an artist, a female artist living in Los Angeles, an Armenian from Lebanon. I hope that you will tune in to our next segment. This is Serge from Serevan Restaurant and Flavor Matters. Thank you.
Flavor Matters is a joint production of the Serevan Restaurant and Robin Hood Radio. For more information on the Serevan Restaurant in Armenia, New York, serevan.com on the web.